Good morning. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
We were just talking about this a little bit after the show yesterday, but it dawned on us that, Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds are promoting a movie. But Wednesday night, they swapped night shows that they were supposed to be on.
Well, here's the thing. They did a movie together and just wrapped it. It's called Spirited. So they're promoting movies that neither one of them are in.
So Will Ferrell was supposed to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Ryan Reynolds was supposed to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live with, obviously, Jimmy Kimmel. But they swapped. And
they both show up looking kind of like in their sweats, leisure wear. Will is wearing pajamas.
Yeah, and I don't think neither Jimmy Fallon nor Jimmy Kimmel knew it was coming.
Always entertaining, the one and only Will Ferrell! Ryan Reynolds, it is...
Oh, my God.
I just put the kids to bed. I was walking the dog around the block. Yeah. Will called.
Okay.
Said he was running a little late.
Okay.
Asked me if I'd jump in for him. I said, anything for you, Will.
Yeah.
I'm in.
How late is Will running?
He's going to be here in about half past never. Will's not coming.
They go on with questions for Will.
Right, right.
Ryan Reynolds.
This is Jimmy Kimmel introducing Ryan Reynolds.
Uh-huh. You.
That was very nice.
Wow. Yeah. What are you? Where's Ryan?
Ryan couldn't make it. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
No, I got a text from him, said he was running late.
Uh huh.
Which usually means he's not going to show up.
Right.
I'm excited for Red Notice.
Are you now? Are you in Red Notice?
I am not.
So that was kind of funny.
If you watch both of them, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And of course, they both ask about Ryan's wife, Blake.
Mm-hmm.
And they both answer.
That's funny. We've got it. If you want to see it, WDJX.com. But yeah, it is kind of a funny moment from Wednesday night, which we didn't catch for yesterday. But yeah, I wanted to point that out because pretty funny when they just kind of swap night shows. To be honest, I'm a little confused by the Lil Nas X on Maury Povich stunt. 99.7 DJX. He's already got an album out.
Wait a second. Does Maury Povich still have a show?
Yes.
I thought that was off the air a long time ago.
Okay. It is still Maury.
We're still handing out envelopes saying you are the father?
Yep. And next Wednesday, Lil Nas X and his dancer ex, Yai Ariza, are making an appearance.
Wednesday. It's a Maury exclusive. Montero found the love of his life.
Maury, can you bring my man out?
But was shocked to discover Jai was married.
Me and Jai have been together for about a month and a half.
You're a liar.
With a child.
This might be your baby, Maury.
Is Jai the dad?
In the case of 4-year-old Noah.
Or will Montero get exactly what he wants? Wednesday on Maury.
I have no idea
so confused. Why is that real? Is that real?
I can't be real. It can't be real. I don't know why they're on. It confuses me. So
I'm going to forget I heard that.
Lil Nas X and his dancer ex Jai, and they're on Maury show next Wednesday. So if you're as curious as I am, either wait to watch the YouTube videos from it or watch it next Wednesday. So there you go.
Oh, I will ignore that.
99.7. Let's get to that. Feel good. Every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly Kay.
So the Chicago Fire Department had to come to the rescue at this wedding. A groom dropped his wedding band into a storm drain shortly after the ceremony.
Oh, gosh. Nightmare.
I know. So Anthony's the groom. He was showing off his wedding ring to a friend when it fell off his finger and into a storm drain. Now, this ring was especially precious to him because it had been his father's wedding band, which apparently they didn't have sized before the wedding. So the Chicago Fire Department was contacted. The crew of Engine 98 came out. They climbed into the storm drain. They were able to find it. And this is not the first time that the fire department has made a rescue like this. Last year, New Year's Eve engagement resulted in the ring falling down a storm drain in New York City. That couple said they were walking back to their car after the proposal, this big epic moment. The ring fell off her finger into the storm drain. And an engine crew from Brooklyn used coat hangers and duct tape to fish it out. Dang. And they got it. So there you go.
My in-laws, my father-in-law lost his wedding band on the honeymoon in the ocean. They went to a beach and, wave hit him and boom. Wedding band gone. So it was
A family heirloom like this one, or did they just have to get another one?
Yeah, I think they just had to get another one.
We will tweet out that story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up here in just about 10. I just fell asleep at a stoplight getting off the freeway, waiting for the light to turn green. Our buddy Bob over at Drake's texts and said, I had someone fall asleep sitting across the table from me during his interview on Wednesday.
Oh, wow, that's not going to bode well for him getting the job.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it shows he was so comfortable in that environment that he just nodded off. Got a text from Mona that said, I fell asleep at a Saliva concert and a WWE SmackDown taping. The wrestler I was dating was horrified when Vince McMahon himself started screaming down the announcer's headsets. I was sitting right behind him. Turn around and wake her up!
OMG. That's a superior, level of noise.
Yeah.
Impressive. She was able to sleep through all that.
Yeah, Elena said, I fell asleep at a funeral.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, of all the inappropriate places maybe to fall asleep, probably one funeral's up there. Probably a funeral's up there. So anyways, fun stuff. We always give you setting the bar stories right around this time. It helps kind of set the tone for your day, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. These are little examples of what not to do, or we hope it doesn't happen to you, and if you can avoid it, you're having a good day.
Yeah. So, if you can manage to make it through the day without admitting a murder in a game of truth or dare, you're doing okay.
Wow. That's a big one.
Yeah, so this...
Take the dare next time. Take the dare. What are you doing?
Exactly. Or choose another truth, for God's sakes.
Yeah, wow.
So, tragically, 3 years ago, fatality happened 3 years ago. 94-year-old woman passed away in a house fire in England. At the time, it was thought it was like an accident because, she was a heavy smoker and she suffered from dementia. And so they thought, okay, well, she fell asleep smoking a cigarette or something like that, whatever.
Yeah.
Turns out the fire was actually set by her then 18-year-old step-grandson.
Oh my gosh. Like on purpose or by accident?
And so he was caught during a game of truth or dare.
So it was on purpose.
Allegedly, he said, I have a secret. He's British. I don't want to do that. He's whatever. I have a secret. I haven't told anyone. I may have killed someone. And then he also told a counselor about it. And that's when the case was reopened. And it was intentional, Kelly. He later claimed that he did it because he didn't want her to continue to suffer from dementia. So he was trying to do kind of a mercy killing, but he was just found guilty in court this week.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, truth
or... I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, truth or dare is... And I know that the rule is no death on setting the bar.
I was going to say, didn't we just talk about that the other day?
Yeah, and that is my rule. And I felt like this was, 3 years ago. And so I was like, all right, well, maybe the maybe the statute of limitations has passed a little bit, but... Anyways, let's be careful with your truth or dare. That's really what we're saying here. All right?
Also, let's not set fires intentionally.
Yeah, well, then there's that too. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you think that you're doing it for a good reason.
So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without admitting your crime in a game of truth or dare, you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh, what a horrific mercy killing. I mean.
Yeah. That's.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
So anyways, that's setting the bar. All right, let's get to other stuff. And if there's one thing that you should know about this show is that we're all about education and knowledge and furthering your knowledge in just worldly things. So with that, how about a stupid fact of the day?
I'm ready.
About 11,000 Americans every year injure themselves while trying out weird lovemaking positions.
Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. Be careful, sassy people.
So if you're lucky enough to embark on an adventure this weekend, just keep that in the back of your mind.
Safety first.
Yeah, safety first.
Does it break it down into the types of injuries, or are we just going to leave that alone?
It doesn't break it down into the types of injuries.
Okay.
I would imagine men are probably getting injured maybe a little bit more and in that certain type of injury.
Okay.
Thinking back, I don't think I've ever injured myself too bad.
Okay, great.
Like, you know, I would imagine.
Super uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, falling down might be something, you know, maybe.
Sure.
Or falling off of something.
Yeah, maybe the location is proving to be problematic.
Yeah, location, you know,
yeah.
On a slanted piece of furniture that,
let's
you know, falls over.
Any more specific pictures for people this morning. It's a little early for that.
The kitchen table is maybe not as sturdy as you thought and, you know, it hurts. Hell. I'm just saying, 11,000 people have had to go to the hospital and say, this is why.
Did they tell? Well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, obviously they told, yes. The truth. Right, yeah. Exactly.
I would lie. I'm telling you right now. If that ever happens to me, I'm lying. I'm not telling the truth about that particular injury. It's not happening.
So,
going on the record, I'll be a liar when it comes to that.
So, Miss K, how exactly did you twist your ankle again?
I was rescuing a kitten. Meow.
Grr.
Not telling the truth.
All right. So,
no, sir.
Well, I am. So, you know, honestly, that number could be actually a lot higher.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
If you're thinking about it.
If anyone else is like me, lying.
So, way more people, and see, way more people are getting injured and not going to the hospital. So, that number
Jimbo,
is a...
Jimbo is sent in a text. He said, the sink. All right.
Maddie just texted and said, my friend has broken her nose twice doing the deed.
Wow, that sounds athletic.
I mean, I am just in awe. I love it.
Oh, Roxanne, twister position, spring in a hip.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Natalie.
Oh, no.
A couple of years ago, my ex and I had relations in the shower. Needless to say, the shower rod came down.
Oh, gosh.
Smacked him in the forehead.
Ooh.
Causing us to go to the ER because he had to get stitches.
Oh, wow.
So we filed under that statistic about 6 years ago, LOL.
Oh, yeah, Natalie. Sassy.
When I first started reading that, I was thinking you were talking about, like, the
shower head?
The shower spout that comes out from the tub.
Yeah.
And the little lever that comes up. Like that going up someplace that shouldn't have?
Nope. Shower the rod.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay.
Danger, guys. Danger.
Can we stop talking about this now?
I think we should continue. I mean, because everybody's got a story, apparently. I mean, this is a great, great subject we've stumbled into, the stupid fact of the day.
Oh, that's a dumb stupid fact.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or Alexa or on your smart speaker. You can always ask Siri to play 99.7 DJX. You can get live radio right there. You can get the podcast, all that on 99.7 DJX. Last night, Taylor Swift dropped her Taylor's version of Red, including a bunch of the lyric videos for some of those songs, but one of the most anticipated was the 10-minute version of All Too Well. Now, All Too Well was on her original Red, which, Kelly, you and I got invited down to Nashville for that release originally back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, that was a really cool event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she invited Kelly and I, along with, you know, obviously some other people around the country to come down to Nashville.
There were like 72 stations from around the world
Yeah.
that got to come to this thing.
Yeah, so we were lucky enough to be one of them. But yeah, and We got to talk to Taylor about the album and all that. And that was years ago when it was originally released. Now the re-release, well, she didn't do the same thing, unfortunately. But we got a chance to see and hear the entire 10-minute version of All Too Well. Now, I want to point out a small little lyric that people are finding out and saying, you know what? That definitely was a song about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, I think the whole, most of the album was about him.
Yeah, and but people were like, she never really said for sure, right? And so
she never really does.
And so people were always just kind of speculating. She never name checks. She just talks and writes about events and things that are happening. But new lyrics that are featured in the 10-minute version of the song reveal why Jake Gyllenhaal decided to end their relationship after just 3 months, and it seems the 9-year age difference led to their relationship's end.
So, wow. Well, okay.
Yeah. But then
maybe they were just in different places of their lives.
Yeah. I mean, she was 20. He was 29. And
oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
And
you're very different when you're 20 versus 29.
Right. And so there's a little roast in the fourth verse about 7 minutes in or so on the song All Too Well.
But the punchline goes, I'll get older, but your lovers stay my age.
Okay, then.
So what's funny is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Like, that was a lame excuse because you date young women all the time.
I was going to say, Jake Gyllenhaal's current girlfriend, Gian, is 15 years younger than him.
Oh, well, that's significantly more.
And how accurate is that lyric? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, okay.
That is so funny.
I think that's deserved.
So anyways, if you want to listen to the entire thing, we got it up. WDZX.com. Click, watch. You can get that entire lyric video. And then the actual short film is going to premiere tonight at 7 on 99.7 DJX. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, we'll have an entire Taylor Swift Red, Taylor's Version countdown on the air. So that'll be kind of fun. All right, Feel Good Every Hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly Kay.
You need to meet Julia Hawkins. She's 105 years old. And she just became the first woman and first American in her age group to run 100 meters in the Louisiana Senior Olympic Games.
On race day, among those cheering her on were two of her former students. 90-year-old Rosemary.
Hang on. If one of your former students is 90 years old, dang.
Yep.
All right.
And Evelyn, who's 89. She finished in just under 1:03, setting a world record as the oldest American and the first woman to run 100 meters in her age group.
Wow.
I'm so happy.
Now, you know, every winner deserves a press conference, and this one set her own rules.
Okay, one question apiece.
You want to do it again?
Yeah.
Listen, this is not her first rodeo.
Okay.
She's been getting, like, attention for doing this the last several years.
Wow.
As a runner. But she says, you know, this doesn't even compare. It's just a drop in the bucket compared to the many wonderful things in her life, like her 70-year-long marriage to her husband, Murray.
Oh, wow.
Who sadly passed away when he was 95.
Aw.
They raised 4 kids together. And she said that the night that he passed away in his sleep, he sang love songs to her that night.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, yeah. She's like, you know, that's the way to go.
Mm.
And so she is just absolutely precious. And yeah, she's legit running, like, without the aid of a walker or anything.
Dang. Good.
Incredible.
For her. Yes.
Yes. Her story is up. We'll tweet it too at Ben and Kelly Show.
If you're on TikTok, maybe you've seen Jax Wright songs. If you haven't, it's a singer songwriter, and she's pretty funny. Like, as she has tried to have some pop success earlier this year, like a mild song that was played every at a few radio stations across the country. So she's trying to do her thing as a singer songwriter, but she is really making her name on TikTok, where she just kind of films herself writing these quirky little songs, right?
Okay.
So she wrote this song about an ex-boyfriend, and it's literally took the text message that he sent her. She shows it on TikTok.
And just put it to music?
Had her friend Lindsey Sterling, a violinist who's been through Louisville several times.
Yeah, she's talented.
Play a sad violin sound while she kind of recites the text.
That's genius.
In this ex-boyfriend song.
Hey, I know you're probably never going to forgive me for what happened, but I wanted a chance to explain. I know it wasn't right that I technically hooked up with your roommate, but I've been going through a lot, and that's not who I am. I've been failing most of my classes, and you know I just got fired. So I would really appreciate if you showed me some sort of sympathy and stopped making me feel like a villain. Plus, you've been really busy at work, and I've been feeling really alone. I was just really missing you, and it was a one-time mistake.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I love
wow.
You so much more than Emily. What am I supposed to tell my family? I'm sorry, okay?
Just wait.
Also, did you change the Netflix password?
There it is at the end. The entire reason for the text. He's not sorry.
No.
He just misses Netflix.
Also, did you change the Netflix password?
I mean, really?
And Lindsay was perfect with the changing of the music, you know, to go along with whatever was happening in the story. That's great.
Yeah, so the perfect ex-boyfriend song there at TikTok. You can find it. Jax writes songs. 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Yep, trumpets that can either strike fear or excitement, depending on who you are.
Oh, I love dad jokes. I love it. Even if I go down in a blaze of glory, I love it because it's fun. It's my kryptonite.
All right. So, yeah, it's whoever laughs first loses. That's the game. You laugh, you lose. It's tied 43-43. So, really, the pressure's on me to try to at least get a lead in this series that I haven't tasted in well over probably 3 or 4 months.
No, yeah. And I think, again, you're always your own worst enemy. I don't even know if I can claim that I'm so hilarious that I take you down all the time. I think you take yourself down.
So you laugh, you lose. Coming up next.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean one thing. It is time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. The first person who laughs loses. I hold the trophy for at least a week, and we'll see if I can keep it. See?
I mean, she's pretty.
It is pretty.
I mean, if you really look at the typed out, taped on label, it's really, wow. You can't buy that in a store. You really can't.
No.
Yeah.
Its sentimental value is big. So, Kelly, without further ado, I think I have won last week. So, scores.
Yeah, I would be the loser. Listen, you've got the momentum. So many people are, you know, they're rooting for the underdog, really.
Yeah, the scores.
I do have Barbara on my side.
43-43. I haven't taken the lead in this series in months. So this is a very important time. So, all right, here we go. I'm bringing the game. Here we go.
Okay.
All right, loser go first. Kelly.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
You've heard of Murphy's Law.
I have.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Cole's Law?
No.
That's pretty much cabbage mayonnaise.
Delicious. Kelly, did you hear about the lobster that got the job at Pizza Hut?
I did not hear about the lobster that got the job at Pizza Hut.
He works in the crust station.
Good one. Perfect place for him.
Right.
Bet he's going to be employee of the month. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My friend Jack claims he can communicate with vegetables.
Hmm.
Jack and the beans talk.
Bet they do. Kelly, I gave my wife a glue stick instead of a lipstick by accident.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's still not talking to me.
Unfortunate. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, I announce loudly to my family that I'm going jogging.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't go.
Oh.
It's a running joke.
Those running jokes.
Also true story. I don't run.
What's a sloth's favorite rapper?
What is a sloth's favorite rapper?
Lazy.
Okay. Good delivery.
Yeah, not Jay-Z. Lazy.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Love,
all right.
Love having to explain the jokes.
I'm going to get his new album on iTunes. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call James Bond taking a bath?
What?
Bubble 07.
You know when Deadpool goes to the grocery store? What kind of foil does he buy?
Reynolds wrap?
Yes.
You're welcome. Doing the heavy lifting over here with the punchlines.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I was going to cook alligator for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I realized I only had a crock pot.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Crocodile crock pot?
Yeah.
Really? You had to think about that?
Yeah. I got my daughter a fridge for her birthday.
Uh-huh.
She's so excited. I can't wait to see her face light up when she opens it.
Yeah, literally. Because
right.
That's what happens when you open the door.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Albert Einstein had a younger brother named Frank?
No.
He was a monster.
All right, right.
Frank Einstein.
How does a computer get drunk?
How does a computer get drunk?
Take screenshots! Yeah!
That's good.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most gun duels in the Wild West could have been avoided.
How?
I mean, all they had to do was build the town big enough for everyone.
Oh, this town's not big enough for the both of us.
Exactly.
You know, the entire neighborhood got together to discuss what to do about that crazy guy on our street.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I'm a bit annoyed that I was the only one not invited.
Very strange, right?
Yeah.
I'm putting two and two together, though.
Gonna look into that.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
What?
Guy says my ex-girlfriend just told me she wants to get back together again.
Uh-huh.
He says, man, am I lucky. First I win the lottery, and then this.
Oh.
Like, why now does she want to get back together with him?
Open your eyes, man. Open your eyes. Mm-hmm. Kelly, I'm a little uncomfortable over here.
Yeah?
Yeah, these pants. Like a cheap hotel.
How?
No ballroom.
I told you, you'd be your own worst enemy. You took yourself out. Oh, with your own balls.
True story, though.
Oh, my God. We didn't need to know that. We didn't. We really didn't.
I mean,
it was really the mental picture. Now, why? Stop. Stop. Stop showing your pants. Get down off the stool. Oh, my God.
All right, it's you laugh, you lose. Kelly gets the trophy back and the lead. Stupid game.
Oh, I love it.
On 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Have you ever found yourself like watching a sporting event or in a situation where you have no idea what's going on, but everybody around you is all in on it. And so you're just taking it all in, going, okay, okay, okay.
I mean, what kind of a sport do you not understand?
I mean, I could imagine this is probably Kelly with several things.
Now, listen, I know about a lot of sports.
This was me last night at the rodeo. So we went out to the championship rodeo. And what I didn't know is I didn't know it was a competition. I thought it was just going to be like people riding horses and lassoing bulls and, you know.
That's kind of what I thought.
Kind of things like that. But there was like, there was an actual competition that was going on. And maybe this is just me being naive because I had never been to a rodeo before. But I quickly learned as I'm sitting there in the crowd and, you know, these guys, they did like the bareback horse competition first, where it's like bucking horses, bucking broncos sort of competition, where they got to stay on for 8 seconds, but then they're...
Yes, I knew about that. That's a competition. I knew that.
Yeah, but then they're judged. And so I'm in the crowd and everybody's like cheering, making noise. And you know, the announcer's like, oh, and, you know, Billy from West Virginia is up. He's the national champion. And we're like, I'm like, okay, all right, this guy must be pretty good. And then he's
one to watch.
Yeah, he does his thing. And they're like, and a score of 72. And I'm like, all right, I guess that's good. I don't know. What is it out of 100? Is it like, I don't know what the
scale is. What's the scale?
I know. So the next guy is like, and this is William. He is a world champion. Everybody's like, yeah. And I'm like, man, all right. So I'm ready to watch some stuff here. All right. This is going to be way different than Billy. Like, and so he gets out, bucking Bronco, 8 seconds. I'm like, all right. That kind of looked the same. And it's like, and a score of 81. And like, people are like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, is that like world champion level? And then it's like, and then there's Chet. Chet is, you know, from Tuscaloosa. And he is a regional champion. I'm like, all right, regional champion. Maybe Chet's not very good and whatever. And he's not as good as these other guys. Like, certainly not
a
world
champion.
But
still a champion. I mean, still got a title.
Certainly not a world champion, though. And then he gets up and he does the same thing. And I'm like, looking, I'm like, man, the differences are very, very subtle. Like, I don't see. They're hanging on. And then it's like, I had a score of 84. I'm like, wow, what did Chet do that the world champion didn't do? And I'm like, I'm astounded. I'm like going, wow.
This is amazing.
How are they scoring this any different than that?
Are there like criteria they have to like with the technique? Is there different things? Like, other
you
than
are asking someone
off?
Who has no idea what they're scoring these questions. So I am completely in awe of the sport, how they're scoring it. And you know, then a dude gets up and he does a little bucking Bronco thing, and they're like, and the announcer's like, before he's even done, the announcer was like, oh, well, he's not gonna have any score. And I was like, wait a minute, what did he do?
Well, like, wait until he's done.
I'm like, what did he do?
Tell him that he sucked.
And they're like, well, you know, he no score from the judges yet, but let's give him a round of a. Let's give him a score from the crowd. And the crowd was like,
oh, wow.
And I was like, wait, what? Like, and so they did. And you see the instant replay, his left leg. And I was like, what with his left leg? What did he do with his left leg? And like, it was fascinating to me. And I got to think, like, there are those who watch football, you know, with their boyfriend or girlfriend and, like, have no clue what's happening. Like,
sure.
Wait. Why was that a penalty? Why was that? Or watch soccer. Like, if you're a fan of Ted Lasso, it's like, wait. You know, Ted Lasso's like, why was he offsides? They still have no idea why, you know? And so if you don't know the sport or the event that you're watching, and to be kind of an outsider looking in was fascinating to me last night.
Did you befriend anyone that could fill you in?
Absolutely
not. Explain. No, okay. You had an opportunity to learn, and you didn't seek any of the learning out. You just watched in awe. All right.
Yeah, I just watched in awe. I was like, man, I don't know what I'm watching, but I'm loving it, and I don't know how they're getting scored. I don't know what the difference between this dude and this dude is, but man, they are entertaining to watch. So anyways, it's happening all weekend, by the way.
When you need it, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kelly, describe group therapy.
This is a place where you can bring an issue, and if you can't seem to get some unbiased advice from your friends and family, you can get that here.
Yep. Hey, Tara.
Good morning.
Okay, so hey, thanks first of all for allowing us to call you back about this situation you messaged us. Will you go ahead and explain everything that's going on?
Yes, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
All right, well, I just need everybody's opinion on this date I just went on the other night. Because, I mean, I don't know if it was lame or if it was just awesome.
Oh, okay, so explain.
Okay, so it's this guy, this really cute guy that I've been talking to. He finally took me out on a date the other night.
Congratulations.
And as soon as I get in the car, he had this cute little sparkle in his eye. And he said he had a fun surprise for me. Yeah.
Okay.
First date, so I'm like so excited. I'm getting these butterflies.
Right.
Yeah. So then he said, "All right. So before we go out to dinner, I was hoping you'd kind of go with me somewhere to make a quick stop."
Okay.
But okay, you know. But guys, I did not see this one coming. So he ends up taking me to go be a volunteer at a nursing home.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. I mean, I knew he did this occasionally, and honestly, I think that's so sweet of him. And I love volunteering. But there's just, like, a time and place for it, you know?
Okay, I get that. Sure.
And plus, you know, this is our first date, so I'm in the mindset of going somewhere romantic. I'm wearing my heels. I put on my expensive perfume.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, not really volunteering clothing wear.
Not at all. You know, I'm, like, ready for a hot date. But no. So, anyway, there was another part that, like, he didn't know that I just lost my grandmother.
Aww.
So, being in a nursing home is just, like, so triggering to me right now. And I just, like, I really did not want to be there. And so, anyway, we get there, and I told him I just did not feel like volunteering that night. And he seemed a little deflated, but he was cool about it.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. So we left, and we went to get a quick bite, and that's it. The date was over. And I haven't heard from him.
Oh, so he hasn't gotten back with you after that?
No. And so I told all my friends about it, and they think that what I did was, like, totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But my family thinks I overreacted. Of course they do, right?
Right.
Then they told me that, like, you know, this is a sweet guy, and, you know, he was trying to include me in his activities, but I just don't know. What do you guys think? And I'm just so afraid I blew it.
And so have you tried to reach out to him at all since then, or have you just kind of left it in his court to make the next move?
Well, I did, like, on Instagram, I did, like, a lot of his pictures he's been posting with his volunteering. So I didn't want him to think that, like, I don't like what he does. I do. I really like that. But, you know, I'm just not the kind of girl that chases a guy. I want him to kind of...
Gotcha.
Hit me.
Gotcha.
So I am interested in him. I just, you know, I just wanted my hot date.
I get it. All right. Well, hey, thanks for allowing us to talk to you about this. And I want you to do me and us a favor and follow back up with him and try to do something this weekend so we can check back in with you on Monday. Cool?
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you. Deal.
Did you just give her a deadline?
I did. I'm like, listen, make it happen this weekend.
Here's your homework. This is what you need to do.
Right.
We're going to need answers by Monday. Thanks so much. Love you. Bye.
All right. Thanks so much. I don't know. I mean,
This is tough.
I mean, he didn't get back with her. So maybe,
right.
Maybe he has no interest anymore. He was just like, nah, you know.
That's kind of a sign that he's just not that into her. But Nicole said, well, maybe he wanted to see how you acted around others and how you help. But you didn't know. But you know, it would have been easy to explain that you recently lost your grandmother, and being around people in a nursing home that are older would make you sad and miss her more. Like, I think a lot of people are pointing out, why didn't you just
tell me that? Yeah, missed an opportunity. All right. Well,
because now he maybe just thinks you're not into that, and then that's a turnoff.
Well, okay. So anybody have a first date story where, you know, it was botched?
You wanted another try.
Yeah. And you were able to turn it around after that first date. That kind of didn't go the way you wanted it to, or you have some advice for Tara, let us know. 502-5. So Tara had talked to us about this first date. She went on volunteering at a nursing home, and she was just kind of like ready for a sexy romantic first date. He didn't give that to her. However, he took her to a nursing home that he volunteers at. And
which is really sweet.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it was a little bit of a test. And she was just thrown off by it. Also kind of triggered because she had recently lost her grandmother. And so she just, it made her sad.
Yeah. And a lot of people kind of pointing out, hey, why didn't you just tell him, oh, you know, this is sweet. I did lose my grandmother recently. So, you know. But I guess at the same time, it's like it's a first date. So it's like you don't want to. I don't know. I know.
She probably didn't want to make him feel like she was criticizing his idea. For the first date.
Mm-hmm.
First date.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, hey, look, you were being tested and you failed. You failed that test.
Yeah. Montana said, though, I'm surprised at the amount of people who think you're the jerk mm-hmm. and that you failed some sort of test.
Mm-hmm.
Something like this is not an indicator of your intentions or personality. It was sprung on you with absolutely no warning. What if you were in heels and a dress? Not really something that you'd want to volunteer in. Mm-hmm. I love volunteering, but I certainly don't want it forced upon me when I'm expecting a completely different scenario.
Oh, my gosh. Got a message from a listener who says, I went on a first date and my date got fired over the phone while we were on the date.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's a little bit of a mood killer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, and then she's like, you know what?
I'll get the bill. No. Or it's like, so are you still going to pay? I didn't bring anything to pay because I was thinking.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it's so awful. I feel so bad for them. Now I need to know, if they went on a second date and if he got another job. I need answers. Crazy.
All right. So if you want to leave your comment, you can at Ben and Kelly Show. But I'm thinking, I think I gave her a homework assignment.
You gave her a deadline.
I said she needs to reach out. This is what you need to do. Tara, you're listening. Reach out to him today. actually call him. Don't just text him. I know you don't like to talk to people on the phone. Thank you. And I understand that.
And you don't want to feel like you're chasing him.
Right. But talk to him and just explain, hey, just say I had a good time the other night. I was a little taken aback. This is why. And would love to get an opportunity to hang out this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like she definitely needs to explain further and just say, hey, you know, I feel like we got off on the wrong foot. Yeah.
So
this is why.
And you need to then check back in with us on Monday.
Okay.
At least message us or call us or something, you know, because we need to know. We're invested now in your life. All right.
All right. I love it when we give people timestamps.
That's right. Monday.
Monday.
We got a show that moves. We got to keep it rolling, you know? All right. 99.7 DJX. Well, there's a big 20th anniversary happening on Sunday that you may or may not be aware of, and that would be Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone turning 20.
Get out!
Yeah, turning 20.
The first Harry Potter movie was 20 years old?
20 years old on Sunday.
Cow.
Crazy, right?
That is nuts!
So it looks like they might actually be working on putting together a reunion special.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And it kind of, you know, it looks like they're going to recreate scenes, maybe get the original cast together and recreate some scenes from the series. You know, like boarding the Hogwarts Express, some of those iconic moments from the book that happen in every book. You know, they board the Hogwarts Express every single book to go, or at least they're supposed to. Go to Hogwarts. So,
And they should probably do it at Universal Studios, right? Don't they have like a whole Harry Potter Wizarding World there?
Yeah. So I did that several years ago. I took my older daughters, Isabel and Sophia, when they were younger. And
is it good?
It splits both parks.
It does. Okay.
Yeah. So you gotta buy a pass for Universal Studios and then whatever is connected to it. To go and experience both of them. But the funny part was, you know, you are over in Hogsmeade and then, you know, you travel over to, you know, the castle and everything, and you can go by way of the train, right? The Hogwarts Express.
You should.
Yeah. And so they take your ticket and all that stuff. And so we go through that, and my daughters afterwards, they're like, all right, that's good. Oh, we can go. I'm like, you don't want to see any more of the park? Like they're like, oh, there's more? Like they didn't know that it was an entire like theme park and it wasn't just Harry Potter. So,
wow.
Yeah, 20th anniversary of the Sorcerer's Stone on Sunday and looking at a reunion special in the future. So someone figured out the top slang terms of 2021. And I'll admit that, and I fall into one of these stats. I fall into two, actually, of admitting you've used a slang term without fully grasping what it means.
Okay, all right.
But
let's dive into it.
But, like, you've heard others say it, and so you think you kind of know, but you don't know really, and so maybe you just use it, throw it out there every now and then. And then you've had to Google slang terms. And
okay.
I will Google slang terms if I don't know what they mean. And
after you use them.
Listen, I am embarrassed. I am almost embarrassed to admit right now that.
Well, you open the door. We got to go through it.
When I first started hearing goat, I had not a clue as to what that meant. And people were like,
greatest of all time?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he's a goat. I'm like, what does that even mean? And then I was just sitting there. And then I finally heard someone say, the greatest of all time, the GOAT. And I was like, oh.
You didn't put that together for the longest time.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you literally think people were calling people like a farm animal?
I don't know.
And that it was a compliment?
No, I was smart enough to know that it didn't actually refer to a farm animal, but I didn't know what it meant.
You didn't know how it was a compliment.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that seems...
Did you know it was a compliment, though?
No, I don't think so. I think I was just like, I don't know why people are calling each other's goats. I know it's not the animal, but I'll figure it out. And like I said, I'm almost embarrassed to know or to admit that when that term started getting thrown around a lot, I don't even know how long that term's been out there. Maybe like...
It's been around, I think, for
couple
a while.
Years. I was like, I don't know. All I knew was...
Yeah, you're like, yeah, he's a goat.
Yeah, goat. Right there. Goat.
Okay, so then what's the other one? What's the other one?
Well, I mean, that was the biggest one that came to mind that I had that I would use and that I had to eventually, kind of look up and figure out on my own. But some of the top slang terms of 2021, ghosted, salty, on point, woke, goat made the list, extra, low key, catfish, savage, and thirsty. And
okay,
I'll say,
I think I pretty much know like what all those mean.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you're now on board with goat.
But the terms that people are now sick of hearing, okay, boomer. I think this is funny.
I don't know if I've ever said that or heard it said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never. Uh-uh.
Yeah, okay, boomer. Do you know what it means, though?
I'm assuming calling someone a baby boomer, which is like an old person.
Yeah, but it's in kind of a not nice way.
Right, exactly.
Like okay, you're...
It's
you're,
insulting, you're calling someone old.
Yeah, you're sounding old right now. Right, yes. Exactly. Bay?
Oh, yeah.
It's
been around for a while.
Yeah, bay, by Felicia, on fleek, woke, mansplain, zazzy, I've never even heard of before.
Never heard of that one. Either.
And yas, you better just...
Oh, no, see, still like yas.
I know, you got it.
I type it all the time.
I know
in all
you
caps.
Do. You need to... That's one of the terms.
You can't stop me.
So, yes.
It's just fun, right?
Right.
I'm still using salty too. That's popular still. So we're good. I'm on that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Last hour we were talking about Tara's situation. Who she went on this first date with her this guy, and he took her volunteering to a nursing home, and she was just like expecting it to be kind of a sexy date, and that kind of surprised her. And she was just, she had lost her grandma recently, and so like nursing homes kind of triggered her. And so anyways, cut to the chase, they finished the date, and he obviously could tell that she wasn't having a great time, hasn't gotten back in touch with her. It's interesting how divided everybody is on whether or not she is kind of a jerk here and whether or not it's perfectly fine what she did.
I mean, it's so amazing when you dive in and spend some time in the peanut gallery. I mean, man, there are people kind of like all over the map with this. You got one comment kind of saying, you know, Ted Bundy volunteered at a suicide hotline.
Oh, my gosh.
Where are we calling the guy who's volunteering at the nursing home, Ted Bundy? And then directly underneath, it's like, you know what? I think he sounds adorable. I'd set him up with my daughter. And then you got April, who's rolling in just like, give him my number. I'd love to do something like that.
Tell you what, if you don't want him, I'll take him.
So helpful.
Yeah, so we gave her an assignment. We'll have to see if she can complete it or whatever. But the assignment was because even she admitted that she's not the type that chases after guys.
Right.
So she hasn't reached out. The ball was kind of in his court, she said. I was like, you need to reach out. You need to see if you can go on a second date, and you need to check back in with us on Monday.
Well, she needs to explain why she was kind of put off by his idea to volunteer at the nursing home, because she had just lost her grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she had shared that with him. Yeah. So she needs to kind of be transparent with, okay, this is what I was expecting. This is why this was a curveball and why I reacted the way I did. Can we try this again?
Yeah, we'll check back in with her. Well, I'll at least check back in with her, and hopefully we'll have some sort of update on Monday. 99.7 DJX. Man, a lot from the show to catch up on the podcast, if you missed any of it, at WDJX.com, including the stupid fact of the day, which includes 11,000 injuries, but could be actually a whole lot more because people lie about the fact that they got injured making the love.
I'm telling you right now, I went on record, if that ever happened to me, and I had to seek medical treatment, I would lie my face off about why I was there.
Man, there were people that were chiming in with, like, broken noses.
Yes!
And
owie!
Falling in the shower and, you know, knocking themselves out, things like that.
That's always dangerous. Very slippery.
Woo! So, yeah, there's that. There's the ex-boyfriend song that was perfect. You Laugh, You Lose. Did I take the lead for the first time in months, or did Kelly reclaim the lead with that? And then we were just talking about group therapy, which she's got a homework assignment for the weekend.
Yep, she's got to follow up. She was kind of like, she's like, I don't like to chase guys and I haven't heard from him, and we're all like, no, you need to pick up the phone and call him.
Yep, need to do it for our show because we need stuff for Monday. So
not just for your life, potential future and love, but no, for us, because selfishly, right. we need to know now.
Yeah, we need to know and check back in with you on Monday. So have any big weekend plans?
More basketball.
You are not playing. It's your kids, right?
Nope. Exactly. Cheerleading basketball.
It's the Ohio State Purdue football game tomorrow. Do we make a bet?
I don't think that's necessary.
You are such a wuss when it comes to that.
Wait, who's supposed to win?
Well, Ohio State has the points, but Purdue has been knocking off undefeated teams. Michigan State, Iowa, they were both ranked in the top five, and Purdue knocked them both off.
Ah, look at that.
So,
Boilermakers. Yay.
And it's Jeff Brohm, so, you know.
Yes. I'm still using it. Can't stop me.
So you want to bet?
No, I don't. I never want to bet. If there's a risk of me losing and having to do something awful, I do not want to bet.
Like spin the wheel?
Oh, God. I mean, that thing, that has been retired for quite some time now.
You know, no one here really would care too much about the Ohio State Purdue game other than the fact that, you know, Jeff Brohm coaches the Purdue Boilermakers, but they may care a little bit more if they know that one of us has to do something awful on Monday. All right, so we're betting, I guess. All right, so that's Wheel of Dares.
I don't think so.
Kelly takes her alma mater.
Yeah. I would like to wait until after the game and then figure out if we're going to
Kelly, Purdue. Do you want to take the points, Kelly, or do you just want to take straight win-loss?
No, just straight win-loss.
Okay.
I know nothing about points.
All right. Well, I'm not going to push you on that. All right. So I'll take Ohio State. Kelly, you'll take Purdue.
I don't like this idea. I don't like where it's going.
I mean, you know, honestly.
Historically, I curse things that I align myself with.
Yeah, but
in
Kelly,
an official bet kind of a situation.
You're talking about something that has happened years ago when we used to do the wheel on a regular basis. We haven't done the wheel in a long time, so.
I feel like there's a reason why we stopped that.
See, even Justin's texting and going, do it. So,
no.
All right, so I think we're going to check back in with Tara on Monday. And we got a Wheel of Dares. We're going to dust that sucker off and give it a
bad idea.
Spin. Nah, it's a perfect idea. So, all right. So that is, there we go. We got a show planned. Yay.
That's great.
Worked it all out.
Yeah. I might come down with a strange sickness.
Are you going to be sick on Monday?
It just depends on how the game goes.
All right.